Updated damage assessments have extended the expected repair date to roughly May 25th, according to New Hampshire Department of Transportation spokesman Bill Boynton.
They're going to be working from dusk to dawn 7 days a week, and once they get the staging in place, there may be a reevaluation as to whether they should go or can go 24 hours a day.
Removal of lead paint on the bridge and fabrication of needed steel parts have been underway since the Portuguese tanker collided with the bridge on April 1st. Boynton says on-site repairs are ramping up now as the barge, crane, and materials arrive and a temporary support structure is constructed. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.